Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, happy Friday to you, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. A lot going on. And we have some great guests coming up. Maya Flores, who is running in Texas for the Congress, will be chatting with her. Also, Joe Messina, talking news of the day. And, of course, it is Open Line Friday, so we'll be taking your calls on whatever topic that you want to talk about today. And, look, I want to start out with something that Senator Tim Kaine said just the other day. And it really got under my craw, if you will. Senator Tim Kaine from the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I think this is really why I'm bothered by what the senator said the other day, because clearly there is a central truth about America that is no longer self-evident among the Democrats. And the fact that Tim Kaine, being a son of Virginia, doesn't understand this basic foundational principle within the Declaration of Independence is extremely, extremely troubling. So let's go back in time, and here's what Senator Tim Kaine had to say, cut number four.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God."
And Senator Ted Cruz is right here, but go back and listen to what Senator Kaine said. He was literally comparing our founding documents to Islamic law, Sharia, talking about Iran. Well, here's the issue with that. Our nation was actually created on a foundation of Judeo-Christian precepts and teachings, not Islam, and there's a huge difference because the God of the Bible is not the God of Islam. And the God of the Bible does not force you at the tip of a sword to worship him or else lose your head. So Dr. Ben Carson was writing about this, and he says, "This is deeply troubling to hear the senator dismiss the truth that our rights come from our Creator. It is anti-American. When lawmakers believe they grant rights, they believe they can take them away. And that's exactly the problem with some Democrats these days." Ben Carson says, "I encourage Senator Kaine to read our Declaration of Independence, which clearly states that our rights are endowed by God and not the government." It's a great point. So Senator Tim Kaine, though, and this is what is troubling here, is that Senator Kaine is not some sort of a far left radical here. He's not like a Jasmine Crockett shucking and jiving or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. This guy is a mainstream Democrat from Virginia. So we now have to assume, based on his comments, that the Democrats are completely comfortable, completely on board with rejecting any Christian teachings that flavor our founding documents. Now, I was back, go all the way back to 2012 on this, and I was at the DNC meeting. and the DNC meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, when delegates literally booed and heckled God. It happened during a severe thunderstorm in downtown, and I was there. And I remember I was standing on these metal, this metal stadium seating, and I thought to myself, sweet Lord, we're all going down. And I remember when they tried to vote God out of the party platform. So they have a long history. As a matter of fact, at that event, I kid you not, I took photographs. I did a segment on Fox News Channel on Fox and Friends. It was bizarre. They literally had Barack Hussein Obama prayer shawls. They had John 3:16, and superimposed over the Bible verse was Barack Hussein Obama's face. They were literally worshiping Chicago Jesus. That's who they called. That's how they referred to Barack Obama in the Democrat Party, Chicago Jesus. Speaker Mike Johnson also weighing in on this. And again, I appreciate the fact that Senator Kaine is out there making these outlandish statements, because the American people, we all need to know where these guys are coming from. And Johnson says, on the eve of the 250th anniversary of our declaration, a sitting U.S. senator insists we should no longer hold the most basic self-evident truth. If our rights are given by government and not by God, then the government can simply take them away. We know the Democrats would love that, but you're not supposed to say that part out loud. Now, there's a lady running for Congress in New Hampshire, and we've actually had her on the show. Her name is Lily Tang Williams. She escaped this country. You might remember her. She gave little David Hogg the what for over the Second Amendment. And she escaped communism and became an American citizen. And here's what she had to say.
A U.S. Senator Tim Kaine said today, our rights come from laws, from government. That's what the communists want me to believe as a child in China. I learned from the Declaration of Independence, my unalienable rights are given to me by my creator, not by my government. And those beautiful words brought me to this greatest country. I'm Lily Tang Williams. I'm running for Congress in New Hampshire to defend U.S. Constitution, to protect our individual rights, liberty, and property.
I like this lady, and she's right. Look, if you talk to any American immigrant who came to this country legally and they escaped communism, they're going to tell you exactly where Tim Kaine is coming from here, because that is the ultimate goal. If you remove God out of the public marketplace, what do you get? You get chaos in the culture. And that's what we've had over the past 4 years of the Joe Biden administration, of the Auto Pen administration. Right? Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Our values turned upside down. People don't even know their preferred pronouns anymore. It's chaos. And why is it? Because the Democrats, they remove God from the public marketplace. John Adams told us this. What are our Constitution wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people? We quote from Adams a lot on this program, and Ronald Reagan. Teddy Roosevelt said the teachings of the Bible are so interwoven and entwined with our whole civic life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure ourselves what that life would be if the teachings were removed. Harry Truman, a Democrat, said, quote, this is a Christian nation. Woodrow Wilson said, quote, America was born a Christian nation. When you go through and read the writings of everyone, including Jefferson, you get the understanding, oh, wait a second, God is supposed to be at the center of everything we do as a country. But Todd, what about the Constitution? It says that Congress can't establish a religion. No, and that's not what this is. But we are Christians, and Christianity flavors everything we do as a nation. But clearly the Democrats, they don't want to go down that path anymore. Now, I want you to hear me on this. Going back to the pandemic, and we were talking about this a few days ago, what terrified me about the pandemic was not the China virus. That's not what bothered me. You know what bothered me? What bothered me was watching so many of our fellow citizens just surrendering their civil liberties to the government. Here, take this away from us. Shut down our businesses. Close the schools. Shut down our churches. Whatever you need to do to make us feel safe, please do it. We surrendered. That's what troubled me the most out of all of this. So understand this, your rights are God-given, not government given. No politician can take away that which God has given. I mean, that is the basic central truth here. And it's especially true of the United States of America, the most exceptional nation on the face of the earth. And just to sort of like reinforce that truth is something called the Second Amendment. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at this idea that we are endowed by our creator, with certain inalienable rights, that was a revolutionary concept 250 years ago, and it is still a revolutionary concept today, this idea of having one nation under God. And I don't know about you, but I think it's worth defending. So we're going to open up the phone lines here on this Open Line Friday. Do you believe, like Senator Kaine, that God should be pushed to the side, or do you believe that God is central to the great success and the blessings that we have as a country? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines, as promised, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Carl in Winchester, Virginia, listening to us on WINC. Carl, what is going on with your senator?
Well, hi, Todd. First, thank you very much for taking the call. I was listening to the show, and I heard your dismay at the fact that a senator from Virginia could say something so appallingly stupid. And I just wanted to make the point that Tim Kaine is not a native Virginian. He is originally from Minnesota, and he is part of what I call the carpetbagger crowd that has crowded into Virginia over the last 50 to 60 years. And that's why Virginia's blue. We can't outvote them. There's just too many of them.
You know what, Carl? And I'm, as a Southerner, a Tennessean, I'm very familiar with the term carpetbaggers. And this guy is one. You're right. He was, born in Minnesota, I think spent some time in Kansas and then Missouri, and got elected. He was, the mayor of Richmond early on in his political career.
Absolutely. He is the poster child for the Democrat machine. And it's just appalling to me that he and Mark Warner represent Virginia, because they don't represent Virginia values.
Isn't that interesting? You bring that up, Carl, and I've traveled across your state. By the way, Virginia is a beautiful state. And I don't know how you guys do those Virginia peanuts, but those are the only peanuts I eat, by the way, Virginia peanuts. That being said, it's a very conservative state outside of, you know, the big cities.
And it's true. If you look at the electoral maps county by county, you can see I have a theory that Democrats are kind of like ants to a picnic. They can't prepare the picnic. They can't spread the picnic out, but they can show up to take what they want. And if you look at the blue spots on any map, whether it's Virginia or any other state where there's success, you'll find the Democrat concentrations where the living is easy, so to speak.
Well, Carl, I feel bad for you guys. You know, Tennessee, we're a super majority red state, and I really do hope that the Virginians are going to be able to rise up and restore some sanity there. I'm kind of concerned about your gubernatorial race, and I like Winsome Sears. I just hope that she can pull off that big win.
And I thank you very much for bringing that up, Todd. She's a wonderful lady. Her heart is in the right place. She's very sincere in what she wants to do and continuing the work that Glenn Youngkin started. And I just hope that people will rise up and go to the polls and vote, even though it's an off-year election. It's very, very critical.
Carl, it is incredibly critical, and especially with a lot of the big issues that you guys are dealing with in places like Fairfax County and Loudoun County, not good at all. And we had Winsome. We had a great conversation on the radio. I think it was last week, really just going to be a great governor. We just got to make sure that folks get out and vote, Carl. Don't be a stranger, and thank you for listening to WINC, great radio station there in the Commonwealth. All right, let's go to Milwaukee and Jerry the Liberal. Hi, Jerry. It's been a while. What's going on?
Not much. I disagree with you. Okay, first of all, Thomas Jefferson was not necessarily a Christian. He was more of a deist, and just because he said something doesn't necessarily make it true. But to get that over the line, I don't believe that our rights necessarily just come from government. I think they evolve naturally in human beings. A cat doesn't have freedom of speech or want due process because it has naturally evolved intelligence to want those things. I believe that human beings have evolved those things, to want the desire to liberty, and that the government is just a reflection of those rights because an insect doesn't want freedom of speech. It doesn't want freedom of the press. It doesn't want freedom of religion because it doesn't care about those things.
What?
We care about these things.
No.
Because we have intelligence to do so. So we put rights, we encode rights.
But Jerry, who gives you those rights though? Who? Mankind?
No. Again, they evolved in human beings through natural processes to the point. If I was an insect, I wouldn't want freedom of the press because it wouldn't make any sense to me. It wouldn't be something that I wouldn't even know about.
But Jerry, go back to the days, the early days of the country, and the reason why they wrote that line into the Declaration of Independence is that our founding fathers and their ancestors, they escaped the tyranny of the king in England, right? Because the king was the one who decided who got rights and who didn't get rights. And so they wanted to create a country where our rights came from God, and we acknowledge that our rights came from God, because if they come from mankind, then mankind can take them away.
Again, I'm not making the argument that our rights come from mankind. I'm arguing a different position. And again, just because they believe something, just because you believe that a God gives you rights, does not mean that God actually exists. It's just it's a claim. It's not a statement of fact.
Well, you have to have faith.
No, you don't have to have faith. You look at evidence. You don't have to have faith. I'm really against it.
But there's also evidence. Anyway, I'm not going to get into a theology battle with you, but you don't believe that our rights come from our Creator.
No, because I don't believe in a Creator other than the natural forces of evolution. I think evolution led to human beings who desire liberty, who desire, freedom of the press, and desire not to have the government in the state of Texas force prayer on students in public schools.
We're not forcing it. We're encouraging it. There's a big difference. Jerry, I got to run. I wanted to give you the final word there. All right. Jerry says, our rights don't come from a creator because I guess there is no creator. According to Jerry, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket?
But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
We watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets re-clear, the bomb bursting in the air. Get proof that flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Sweet Lord. Okay, that was Boyz II Men last night. Dylan, did you watch the game? That was the opening night of NFL football, right?
Yeah,
The season opener.
Season opener, Thursday night.
It ended on a pretty off note.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of it.
It sounded like they were missing somebody, like the lead singer.
Yes, they were just harmonizing, but there was no actual melody.
There was
melody.
No harmony.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad. Even the eagle, you know, they had an eagle there, and the eagle was like, to heck with this. I'm out of here.
When do I start flying?
What is that? What a weird thing. But so I'm just curious, because this is Boyz II Men, right? I mean, these are very well-known musicians.
And they are talented.
Well, that is now debatable.
Yes.
But I'm curious, did they do that on purpose? Were they into, I mean, that was bad. Really bad.
It almost feels like, you know, when you're in school and your friend's like sitting beside you and they're trying to make you laugh. It feels like he was intentionally hitting a wrong harmony and he was trying to make the other guys laugh.
Yeah.
What it made me feel like.
It was just, the whole thing was weird. What I found fascinating, though, before that, they had the Black National Anthem. You know, they got two different anthems. Everybody's got their own anthem. I don't know what the Asian anthem is, but... Or the Hispanic cat. I wish I knew. Pacific Rim. Do we know how many other national anthems are out there? So I'm curious. So does that mean that the Star Spangled Banner is like the white anthem? That's what I'm trying to understand. I don't understand the whole thinking on this. Everybody's got their own national anthem thing is weird. Because if that's the case, I mean, if white folks can have their own national anthem, I would suggest coming up with an easier song to sing. And for that matter, did Boyz II Men culturally appropriate last night? I'm just asking.
You know what the weird part? Some of it sounded good. I mean, it wasn't the worst performance ever, but you could just tell there were some parts that just sounded off. And I don't know. It's better than Fergie.
Well, yeah, and Roseanne Barr, remember that? Yeah. Good Lord. Then they had the Black National Anthem. Before all that, nobody paid attention. I mean, it was, you could barely hear the poor woman singing whatever that song was, because everybody was just like drinking their beer, they were eating their hot dogs, they were fellowshipping with the people in the stands. It was like nobody cared. Nobody cared. And then that was just that whole night was weird. You had that going on. You had the woke national anthem, and then you had whatever the Boyz II Men guys were doing. I mean, quite frankly, our national anthem was assaulted on national television. That's what that was. And by our, I mean America's, not, you know, ours, as in ours. And then you've got, Jalen Carter? What was that all about?
Yeah, it's weird.
Here's the thing, and I think he apologized.
I think he did.
But you can't do that.
You can't. But it is a big rivalry. But like, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be spitting on someone else.
And normally you can't see the spit. You could see that.
Yeah, they had a close shot.
That was a there was some phlegm in there. I'm just saying. That was not a healthy spit.
You have to wash that jersey.
There's a lot of spittle involved there. A lot of spittle. Anyway, I'm just curious, folks. Do you think they would do that, boys to men? I don't think are they that politically active? I don't know. Or maybe it was just a bad night. Are they missing another man? Boys to men. There are three of them. Somebody's got to take the lead part. All right. There you go. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Boy, that was bad. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Happy Friday to you. Good to talk to you. So, Todd, I was just flabbergasted yesterday when I heard Senator Kaine make that comment, comparing our Constitution or Declaration of Independence, to pretty much Sharia law. But I was listening to Jerry, your previous caller, and to just kind of echo what you said, Todd, we are a Christian nation. And, you referenced John Adams, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, Teddy, presidents throughout history. And everybody, wants us to believe that, because it says that government shall not establish a religion, that means that we're not supposed to be under the influence of our religious beliefs, and that is a total lie. And back in 1787, Todd, right 2 months before the Constitution was ratified by the Confederation Congress, in July of that year, that same Congress passed something called the Northwest Ordinance that Thomas Jefferson helped author. And in the Northwest Ordinance, which organized the territories northwest of the Ohio River, it forbids slavery and things like that. But it was one of our foundational documents. And it says in Article 3, it says, and I'll read the text to you, Todd, it says, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. And I submit to you and everybody else out there that's listening that our founding fathers, while they did not want like a church of the United States, like there was a Church of England, they never meant to be a separation of God and state. And the people that authored the Northwest Ordinance and the Declaration of Independence, they were Christian men. And we are a Christian nation, and we need to encourage Christianity. Yeah.
Charles, look, 1,000% correct there. And again, I think there's been an effort over time to try to marginalize, the teachings or, the writings of our founding fathers, and especially Jefferson. And look, these guys may not have been Billy Graham, but they understood the value and the importance of faith. And by the way, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and if you've read my latest book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, I write about Eisenhower, who understood the value of promoting a common religion, and that common religion, of course, being Christianity, using the presidency as a bully pulpit for that. Church attendance went up by, 20% over his presidency. So,
exactly. But this, Todd, this is where we are as a country. You have the modern-day Democratic Party that has tried to remove God from everything,
yep,
and Christian values and teachings, and look where we are as a culture. From this trans movement to these, school shootings to just the breakdown of the family. I mean, it's just, and we've got to go back. We've got to go back somehow. And I just hope that states and municipalities will do what they want to do. And where was it, in Mississippi or something, where they're wanting to teach the Lord's Prayer?
Oh, that was Texas. Texas. The Attorney General, Ken Paxton, wants all the little urchins, the heathen children, to learn the Lord's Prayer. I think that's a brilliant idea.
I do, too. Great idea. I think we'd be a better nation for it.
All right. Charles, good hearing from you, my friend, and say hello to all of our friends there in Statesville, North Carolina. All right. We have got a slew of Memphis people wanting to weigh in here on the national anthem. Let's go to Mark in Memphis, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Mark, help me figure out what went wrong with the national anthem.
Oh, my God. Leslie Nielsen's version from The Naked Gun is 100 times better than that one. I would say that, and I would say that Roseanne Barr's is even better than that one. You know, I don't, Todd, I don't know what is wrong with the NFL. First of all, it baffles me to play a black national anthem. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm so sick of the NFL, and this is week one. I mean, count me out. I'm done watching.
Really? So that's, I mean, that was it, because this was like the big opening night. Everybody thought we were, you know, moving past the wokeness. I wasn't so sure because of the male cheerleaders over at the Minnesota Vikings. That raised my eyebrow. But then when they opened up the NFL season with the Black National Anthem, I'm like, oh, geez, Alou.
Oh, yeah. I think the Minnesota cheerleaders, that was definitely that definitely was as woke as you can get. So now I'm already annoyed. Count me out. I'm not watching, not buying, period.
I want to know what happened to Boys to Men. Jeez, Alou.
I don't know, but it wasn't good. It was pretty embarrassing.
It was bad. It was bad.
It was bad.
All right. Mark, thank you for calling. So Mark's done. He says, that's it. I couldn't make it past the Black National Anthem. He's done for the season.
Minute one.
Wow. That was fast.
It's understandable.
But, yeah, I mean, when you're starting, you know, we went from Hank Jr. to, hi, boys, I'm playing. Go Vikings.
We have college football. We're fine.
We do. We got SEC football.
Yep.
Except for Alabama.
Yeah,
can we figure out what happened to Alabama?
I think they're still researching.
That's kind of embarrassing for the whole league.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's really not good. Let's go to Mike in Memphis, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Mike. What say you?
Oh, well, I'd say this much. The sound guy must have turned auto-tune off.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Can we just play? Can we cue that back up and let's just see if Mike's onto something?
Well, I just woke up from being unconscious from listening to it before.
Oh, well, hold on. We don't want to knock Mike out again.
For the
oh, God. Stop, stop. Poor Mike. Mike, are you with us?
Dodging a bumblebee out there.
It didn't keel over. Mike, it was so bad. I'm like, there's no way. At first, I'm like, why is Boys to Men trending? And then when I, you know, clicked on the video, I'm like, geez, Alou.
Well, they have 9,000 downloads tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, millions of people. As a matter of fact, the British are making fun of us. The Daily Mail says it's the worst version of the national anthem in history.
I don't think it's the worst one, but it's hanging up there with the top 10.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I think I've heard worse, but yeah, I'm with you. Mike, thank you for the call. Let's go to Lee in Bartlett, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Lee. What's your take on all this?
Well, you know, normally I would agree that most of these singers do, you know, mess up and do that stuff on purpose, but in this case, it was bad. But, you know, here's the thing. You have all these people from the 80s coming out when they should have stayed retired. Like, look at Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses. He sounds terrible. He looks terrible. He sounds terrible. I mean, all they come back when they get old and their voice has changed. I just think it's a bad case of they've been gone so long, retired so long, their voice has naturally changed.
So you're saying these guys are just, because I didn't realize they were that old, but they're all the way back from the 80s, so they would be, what, in their probably early 50s, mid to late 50s?
That's about how old I am, but I'm just saying, the thing is, you know, if you listen to different genres of music, you know, and I just use Axl Rose as an example, Sebastian Bach, Skid Row, if they actually still tour, like, they're like 20 years old, and I've seen progressions of his voice on YouTube, it's horrible. So he really is messing his own stuff up. Same thing with them. It wasn't like they missed words or anything of that nature. I think they've lost their singing ability, and that can happen with your voice, especially if you get older and you smoke or you drink or whatever the case may be.
Mick Jagger. Remember him, Lee? Mick Jagger.
Yeah, Mick.
He's like 82 years old, still out there. And I'm always, you know, I respect those guys, but I'm like, fellas, you know, you're going to throw a hip out or something. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Look at the guy. What's the name? David Lee Roth. He looks horrible.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, yeah. They're not aging well, are they?
No. And he still gets out there and doesn't. He don't know how that looks.
The guy does have all his own teeth, though. So, I mean, you got that going for you. But, yeah, geez, and he's only 70. I mean, he's like a kid compared to Jagger. All right, Lee, I got to leave it there, my friend. We got to take a break. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, boys to men, do you think they were intentionally singing off-key or do they need to be auto-tuned? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Our good friend, Professor Murph from Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Murph, what's going on?
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. A couple of observations, please, sir. There was a blurb on the news last week that the distinguished member of the House of Representatives from the state of New York, Representative Jerry Nadler, is stepping down after 34 years in the House of Representatives. We are now $37 trillion in debt. An average population, if my numbers are right, if I can remember my lesson plans, a member of the House represents somewhere between 400 and 600,000 citizens due to the population of the country. All those citizens that he represented for 34 years are now 100,000 plus in debt. Is he part of the solution or is he part of the problem?
Yeah, it's a fair question you raise, and I think the number is like 700,000 now. That's the average. A congressional district is about 700,000 people. In some states where they actually represent the entire state. But yeah, to your point, Jerry Nadler, and pardon me, Murph, it's Nadler. Jerry Nadler.
Yeah, Nadler.
Is part of the problem.
Exactly. I was in New York 3 summers ago, upstate New York at Cooperstown, umpiring kids' baseball. Went to a local restaurant, family restaurant like you see all over the country.
Murph, let me jump in here. I am so sorry. We have got a major problem with your phone line. It's lurching all over the place there, my friend. Let's try to get that worked out, and we may try to see if Murph can hold over. Folks, hang tight. We are going to have to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we will continue Open Line Friday. I know we got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on a lot of topics, and we're going to get to your calls. President Trump holding a press conference later today. He's going to be announcing a big change at the Pentagon. We'll tell you all about that, and we're very curious to get your thoughts on that big change coming up. No longer the Defense Department. We're going to go back to the way it used to be, the Department of War. So we'll take your calls on that as well. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. By the way, head over to toddstearns.com, download our free podcast. You can listen to all 3 hours of the show and also sign up for our daily newsletter. Comes out every morning. We have great content, great stories, original opinion, and it's free of charge, best of all. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. Well, happy National Cheese Pizza Day, America. Did you know that's a thing? Apparently it is a thing. Today, National Cheese Pizza Day. You know, we should probably ask our, since it's Open Line Friday, we should probably ask people, all right, where do you go to get a good slice of pizza? And I would contend, I've got a couple of places in Memphis that I love, but I got to tell you, the best place to get a slice is, it's a pizza joint over on H Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. And we'll have to talk about that. Remind me, Dylan, I'll have to tell you about that place. Avenue H, what a great little pizza joint. They don't even have seats. You got to order your slice, and then you sit down on the sidewalk, on the curb, and you eat your pizza. That's how you do it.
The way it should be.
That's the way God intended. It's in the book of Leviticus or somewhere.
Right.
One of those books, I think. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Open Line Friday on the Todd Stern Show. We like to kick back. We like to take calls from you, the great listeners of this program, and we're going to have a lot of fun. By the way, if you are in the Memphis area tomorrow, there is one of the most fun festivals. It's called the Germantown Festival, and I'm going to be hanging out with the Republicans, the Republican Party of Shelby County. I'll be signing copies of my book from 1 o'clock till 2 or 3, so we'd love for you to drop by and say hello. Also want to give a shout-out to our friends in Tipton County, Tennessee. They had the big Reagan dinner last night. I heard a huge crowd was there. Our good friend Congressman Tim Burchett was the speaker, and I'm a little upset that he didn't drop by to say hello yesterday. But well done, all you folks in Tipton County, Tennessee. So good for you. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Let's go to the phone lines. Andra is listening to us in the beautiful Commonwealth of Maryland. Andrew, what's on your mind today?
More like the People's Republic of Maryland.
But well, tell us how you really feel, Andrew.
Yeah. By the way, the best pizza I have is the kind my husband makes. All right. So there. All right. Let me get to my point, and I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. All right. I listen to you on iHeartRadio at night because I just can't during the day normally. And I got all mad and hot under the collar when you're talking about the whole COVID-19 thing and people being hurt or dying. I know two people personally, elderly people who died from getting the shots. One was my father, right? And this was 4 years ago. My only reason I didn't want to have him get the shots. The only reason I did is because my sister was badgering me, and I wanted to get her to be quiet already. So he got the shot, but April of that year, I'm like, why is Dad kind of slowing down? It didn't occur to me that it was the shot. But basically 4 months after he got the first shot, he died. And like 6 weeks later, I find this COVID-19 card, the vaccination card, and I looked at the dates, and then the 7-watt light bulb goes on over my head. He had a really bad immune system. So that's that. So, but you just don't know. Didn't know then. I was ignorant.
Andra, it's really sad. And I know a lot of people who are in the same predicament, the same boat. And it was really terrifying. And I think one of the things I appreciate about RFK Jr. is that they are depoliticizing HHS. And it's really troubling when you understand that a lot of the decisions were made not based on medical science, but based on the politics of the day. And a lot of people lost their lives, and a lot of young people are going to be forever scarred as a result of that.
And my dad was 94 years young, too. He could have lived a few more years.
Wow, yeah. 94. Wow, that's my goodness.
Yes. But thank you for all you do. And by the way, I live near Germantown, Maryland. It's about half an hour away from me. So whenever you say Germantown, that's my mind. No. It's Tennessee, not Maryland.
That's okay. But you should come down to Germantown, Tennessee sometime, Andrew. You'd love it down here.
Yeah, I want to be bringing my mother-in-law to to Graceland, but I have to come when there's like other people there and it's a little safer. So,
well, let me tell you something about Graceland. There are always people over there, and it is they have incredible security. But Andrea, you would have the time of your life. What they have done over there is just, it's really jaw dropping.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I'll let you get to other people. Thank you, and you have a terrific weekend, Seth.
Andrew, you do as well. Thank you. What a kind caller there, Andrew from Maryland. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know what? I'm going to throw out a trivia question. I know this is going to drive the team bonkers. But we were talking about hotels just a few moments ago, and there was one that is called the Grand Hotel of the South, celebrating its 100th birthday this week. As a matter of fact, 100 years old in its current location. The actual hotel goes all the way back to 1869, but it's been in its current location for 100 years, and they're having a huge celebration this week. If you can name that hotel, we're going to get you a signed copy. I will personally autograph it. We don't use auto pens here on the Todd Stearns radio program. But if you know the name of that hotel that just celebrated, the Grand Hotel of the South, just celebrated its 100th birthday at its current location, you're going to win a signed copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jerry in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Jerry, I understand, did you have a complaint, Jerry, about KWAM? Is that it? A complaint, Jerry?
A complaint? No, totally opposite there.
Oh, pardon me. I misread it, Jerry. It says compliment. My bad.
Well, yeah, I had two things. And I want to touch on Tim Kaine. But this is the stars just lined up perfectly, because I think this every weekday at noon, Todd, and with the Boys to Men thing happening and it being Open Line Friday, I wanted to say, because I've never brought it up when I talked to you before, and I think it literally every day at noon, the version of the Star Spangled Banner that you play, I assume that's not heard by your nationwide affiliates, just the KWAM listeners and the app listeners, right?
It is. And Jerry, we have a lot of new listeners, and they may not know that I actually own a news talk radio station. And one of the things we do, Jerry, every day at noon, instead of playing the top of the hour national news, we play the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, you do. And it is not just the single greatest a cappella arrangement I've never heard, or even vocal arrangement I've ever heard. That is the single greatest version of the Star Spangled Banner I have ever heard in my life, quite sir.
Well,
and it's wonderful. You should play that for the nationwide audience sometime before the show is over today. And before you play it, play just a snippet of the Boys to Men version. I don't know if we could stand to hear the whole thing.
I don't. We had poor Mike call in, and he said it knocked him out. I felt so bad. It's.
I felt bad for him too. But this Tim Kaine thing. Obviously, I'm no lawyer, much less a constitutional lawyer or a scholar. Vic David Hansen, if you're out there listening, call in and help me out with this. That man, Tim Kaine, when he was sworn in, he placed a hand on the Bible that he doesn't believe in, but that's beside the point. He placed a hand on the Bible and swore to defend the Constitution, right?
Allegedly, yeah.
In my mind, he's broken that oath. What can be done? He should be kicked out of Congress immediately. This man is not fit to be dog catcher.
Jerry, I'm with you on this, and I didn't get around to talking about it, but I think we need to, because there are a couple of big problems I have with what's been happening in the country lately. For example, people are now being sworn into office using Dr. Seuss books or whatever. No, you are sworn into office. You are swearing an oath to Almighty God. You put your hand on the Bible.
That's it.
And if you can't do that,
you don't need to be running for elected
office. And, you know,
yeah,
one of the great things about a free country is you're free to leave any damn time you want.
No, that's
my language. But
well, that's
you are
it.
Free to leave.
Jerry, what a great call. And we're going to do our best to try to pull the national anthem. What's really interesting before we let you go, Jerry, that national anthem version, it's actually performed by high school students.
That's what I thought. I forget the name of the choir. Yeah. They announce it every day.
It's
just spectacular, sir.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Jerry. And we'll let the students know over at Briarcrest Christian School. Just wonderful, wonderful kids. Jerry, thank you for that call. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. All right, let's go to Cordova, Tennessee. And is it Danusia? How do you say your name? I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, you say it Danusia.
Danusia. All right, Danusia, how are you today?
I'm just great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for listening to the program. We're going to try to win you a signed copy of Star Spangled Blessings, and here's what we need to know. They call it the Grand Hotel of the South, and it's celebrating 100 years at its current location this week. Can you tell us the name of the hotel, Danusia?
It's the Peabody.
Yes, Danusia, you are absolutely correct. Congratulations to you. Did
thank
you know
you,
that, or did you have to look it up?
No, I know that. Living here in the Memphis area, everyone should know that.
Danusia, have you been to the Peabody? Have you experienced the Peabody?
Not in a long time, yes.
Well,
it's been many years.
I encourage people to go down there. They have, especially for the holidays, they decorate us. It truly is the Grand Hotel of the South. As a matter of fact, it's earning national accolades for just their hospitality, and they're going to treat you right at the Peabody.
I'm sure they will.
And, Danusia, we're going to treat you right here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You have just won a signed copy of Star Spangled Blessings, and we're going to make sure, don't hang up, we're going to get your info, and you'll be able to get yourself a signed copy of the book. Thank you so much for listening to the Todd Stearns Show, Open Line Friday. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask?
Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket. But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. But we had a Jerry from Arkansas called in. And if you're listening to KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, every day at noon, you hear the national anthem. And that's just something that I feel is important on this radio station. Every morning, we have kids reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And then at noon, we have the singing of the national anthem. So the group is from Briarcrest Christian School. If you remember the movie The Blind Side, that's the school, and they have one of the most incredible music programs in the country, and they have these a cappella groups, and these are all high school kids, all right? So that's what's really amazing about it. But if you listen to us on our stream, you may hear this as well. But first of all, let's go back to the Boys to Men. Can we just play a smidge of the Boys to Men from last night? Okay, we're good. We're good. Thank you, Dylan. So those are the professional musicians, Boys to Men, last night, trying to warble the national anthem. And here's what our listeners on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, here's what they hear every day at noon.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming. stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled
And that's how we do things on the radio station that I own. And I'll tell you, people have told me they've actually pulled off on the side of the road and they put their hand over their heart during the national anthem. And you know why? Because we love America. We love America on this radio show. We love America on our radio station. And I know that there are many other radio stations just like ours. And so that's how you do the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. That group called One Voice, and all teenagers, and man, do they know how to belt out the Star-Spangled Banner. Well done, kids. Well done. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Bill in Sweetwater, Tennessee. That's over in East Tennessee, is it not, Bill?
Yes, absolutely.
Bill, what's on your mind today?
Well, I like your headline. You know, could you name the senator that believes that our constitutional and God-given rights don't come from God?
Yes, that would be Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia.
Oh, okay. Now to get to the meat, have you heard the new song that came out a couple of weeks ago by John Rich?
About the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Yes.
It's a great.
Go ahead. That's my favorite song.
Is that right? And
yeah, it is. I play that song all the time. I've lived in the state of Tennessee practically all my life. And here's what I wanted to say. I take my hat off to John Rich for writing that song, because he saved, even though I didn't actually own property in Cheatham County, but he saved John Rich has no idea how much people appreciate him for writing that song. And here's another thing I wanted to say about back on your headline about senators. You know, all these guys have phone numbers, and America people have a right to call these senators up and tell them that they disagree with them.
Yes, they do. And that's what we ought to be doing, Bill. I hate to do this. The computer's going to cut us off, Bill. But I appreciate you calling in. And John Rich is a great American patriot standing up against TVA as they try to bully law-abiding homeowners in the volunteer state, which is unacceptable. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is Open Line Friday. Do you hear about this in Georgia? I believe this is over in the Augusta area, Bryan County, Georgia. Big Hyundai mega site. And Homeland Security arrested nearly 500 illegals. 475. 475. It is the largest single site operation in American history. And again, 475 people arrested. A majority of them are Korean nationals. Geez, Lou, we got illegals from all over the place. Now, here's what gets me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, they called it Operation Low Voltage. And ICE, as well as local authorities in both Georgia and South Carolina, holding a big press conference earlier today, And they said they were just simply protecting jobs for Georgians and for Americans. And, you know, it seems to me that not only should they be arresting all the illegals, but they need to be going after the companies that are hiring these people. They know what they're doing, and they need to be held accountable. Otherwise, this is all going to continue. It's not going to stop. Those arrested were illegally in the United States, and some of them actually came across the border. Now, the New York Times is reporting that some of the company executives were among those arrested, and I say good. Quite frankly, they need to be spending a long time in prison for what they're doing. All right, real quick before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Robert in Houston on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Good, good.
Good. Well, I was just wondering, you know, I think what Trump's doing in D.C. Is great. It's a great model for the rest of the country. He's a law and order president. I love that. But why aren't some of these Republican governors inviting them into cities like Tennessee and Memphis? I mean, he should be invited into these cities that have high crime by these Republican governors. I just don't understand it.
Robert, it's a fair point, and I think we got a super bad phone connection, Robert, but I think I got the gist of it. And it goes back to the National Guard and sending out the National Guard and why Trump is not doing more of it. You know, the president has the authority. If he was to declare a national emergency or invoke the Insurrection Act, the president could, at that point, send in, deploy the National Guard. And Robert, I think he ought to. And honestly, I think what better example to set than to take the most violent city in America and make that a righteous city again? Can you imagine the statement that would send to the rest of the country if Trump would come in? But unfortunately, Memphis may not be as sexy as New Orleans or Chicago or New York City. And I find that to be troubling. You know, I've pled my case. I made my case to the president. You know, the other challenge here is the president may be calling up, you know, Governor Bill Lee, the governor of Tennessee, who's a squish, a rhino squish, and saying, hey, look, are things really that bad in Memphis? And the governor will reply, no, not really. You know, it's just Memphis being Memphis. I mean, the governor of Tennessee, a Republican, can't be bothered with what's happening in his own state. And let me tell you something, America, you better believe Memphis is important. We are a major, major transportation hub from the Mississippi River port to the FedEx, to FedEx headquarters, to Memphis International Airport, and all the major railway hubs. They converge right here in Memphis, Tennessee. So you better believe that this matters to the rest of the country. So, Robert, yeah, I'm a little frustrated, but let's see what happens. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, bringing our good friend from the great state of California, Joe Messina. Joe, what's going on?
The great state of California?
I know. I'm prone to hyperbole today, my friend.
How we doing, Todd?
You know, Joe, I'm doing good, aside from the fact that, you know, this caller from Houston kind of got me riled up, because Robert's right. We ought to be calling up the National Guard, and we ought to be cracking down on this lawlessness out there.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. You know, the one judge from San Francisco said that Trump was an illegal move to have the National Guard here in Los Angeles. I find it interesting that they had to go to San Francisco to find a federal judge when the action took place in Los Angeles County. But they have a judge on the East Coast, I think it was yesterday afternoon, said, no, he's got a right to leave them there. Knock it off. I didn't know the judges ran the country. I must have missed that class in school. Did you?
Go figure. Go figure. You know, Joe, President Trump, in just about a couple of hours from now, actually, is going to be holding a big press conference, and the president is going to be announcing they're changing the Department of Defense, the name. They're going back to calling it the Department of War. What do you think about that?
I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think it puts everybody on guard. Go, look, we are ready for war if we need to. Because think about something. In a lot of ways, when you're defending yourself, you're behind the curve, right? You're having to defend yourself because somebody attacked you. But if you're in the Department of War, hey, we're ready to engage. do something stupid, we're on our way. And I like it. I think it's great. If you want to see where the left is on all of this, have you seen the grumblings that the left, CNBC, CNN, and the rest of them are saying that he exceeded his authority by blowing up a submarine, you know, a cartel ship filled with drugs? He shouldn't have done that. They're gone.
Well, even Rand Paul's all upset about that. I just don't understand why they're bothered about it. These are narco-terrorists. You know, these are people, their products are being used to kill Americans. I say let's kill them before they kill us. Do unto them before they do it to you. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, I can write that in for you and send it over later. But I agree with you. No, I do. I really agree with you. I think, you know, part of keeping us safe is being up front, being in front of these issues, watching what's going to happen, stop them before they get there. It's amazing where we've come to. And you were talking about this a little while ago with Tim Kaine. I mean, the man, if he saw the Constitution, would he have a hint it was the Constitution? And I think you know this too. The Federalist Papers were put together with about 1,500 scripture references, biblical references. So these guys who think that our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God are out of their minds.
We have Joe Messina on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, it's interesting, the critics of all of this, and they're very upset. Who does he think he is? That warmonger? That warmonger Trump? Okay, well, first of all, he is the only president who hasn't gotten us into an armed conflict in, what, two terms so far. But the reality is, we're just going back to American history here, right? 1789, George Washington institutes the Department of War, established by Congress under George Washington. So this is American history, baby.
They don't know history, Todd. They don't even teach it in school anymore, right? I mean, seriously, I thought it was great yesterday, because I started to think as I was watching, you know, what Tim Kaine was saying and others, and I'm thinking to myself, they use the separation of church and state based on what Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptist Church, and yet the guy who wrote the Declaration specifically put in there our rights under God. So either he is an early example of Alzheimer's, or these people really don't understand what our Declaration means, what it said, and why it was written.
It's a fair point. And again, that's the big problem here, is that we're not teaching American history. The kids aren't learning what our country's all about, and it's coming back to bite us in the behind.
You know, I'd like to see President Trump do an executive order that says, before you're sworn into your office, you've got to pass a citizen test, okay? You've got to pass a constitutional knowledge test, because I am thoroughly convinced that the majority of those, even some of our friends that are in there, do not know the Constitution, do not know what the true rights are. And again, I don't know how you stop that. We've allowed this to happen. We've allowed this virus in, and I don't really know how to stop it yet.
Joe Messina on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Joe, I got to ask you a question, and this is sort of a weird question, and it's going to catch you off guard, so my apologies. But there was a study, and we were talking about this on yesterday's show, Generation Z, they're having a big problem with bathrooms and going to the bathroom at the office, and they're suffering from anxiety about using the office bathrooms. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Are you guys, have you heard of such a thing?
No. Wait a minute. Are they afraid of catching something, or is somebody going to see them?
I think they're afraid of people smelling or hearing. I think those would be the two issues.
Oh, God.
The headline from Vice, Gen Z has bathroom anxiety, and they're ready to quit their jobs over. People are literally, I don't know what's wrong with part of this generation. I mean, the super young kids, they're going to be fine. They're going to save us all. But there's another segment of this generation, Joe, and they are very concerned about having to go potty at work.
You started to talk about squishy, and we've raised a generation of squishies. Everything bothers them, and anything that bothers them has to be removed. You're hearing some of these younger kids that are talking about having to come They're being forced to come back to work full time. They're going, oh, I can't do that. I can't work all those hours. I can't put up with driving into work. It's like, oh, my God, what happened to you? We've raised these. We've raised, I call them the speed bump generation. Your generation, my generation, we were taught, you know, you see a wall, you find a way over it, you find a way around it, you find a way through it if you need to get done what you need to get done. These kids come up on a speed bump, and they turn around and look at mom and go, what do I do now?
Well, not only that, they're bringing mom to the job interviews. Did you see that story a couple of days ago? Geez, hello, who brings their mommy to a job interview?
Oh, and a job interview, they have these, they have their mom's call when they get in trouble at work or something goes wrong at work. 100 years ago, when I had my own business, I honestly had a mom call me to ask about the job that I had posted. And I said to her, are you interested in the job? She goes, no, I want to make sure that my son's qualified for it before I send him in. And I said, well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but he's now not qualified because I'm not dealing with you. I'm dealing with him. She was very upset at me.
I would have hired the mom.
Yeah, right?
Hey, want a job, lady? This is fascinating. According to the survey here at Vice, 83% workplace bathroom anxiety. 83% of Gen Zers have felt it, and not in a mild social discomfort kind of way, but I guess it's explosive in nature. I don't.
Oh, come on. Who wrote this?
This is from Vice.com. And by the way, they're saying, hold on, I got to find the rest of this. Oh, so, and it's not limited to Gen Z. 76% of American workers and 75% of British workers say they've had bathroom anxiety on the job. Many say they just wait until they get home.
Wow. I've never felt that. I've never understood that. I mean, I come from the generation where after gym class, all the guys showered together, right? You had that whole shower line you had to go through.
That's a little creepy. I wouldn't have shared that. Well, TMI.
Okay. That's how it was in the day. I didn't sign up for it. It's just the way it was.
I will say this, and we'll leave it here on the bathroom issue. If we have caseloads of this stuff called Febreze, and it's an amazing thing. A few squirts in your bathroom smells like a field of morning lilacs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I
that have been recently fertilized.
There you go. You're killing me this morning. But you've got these. I can't believe it. You're in there. You're doing your business, so to speak. Everybody does their business. Everybody has a little odorful at times. Get over it. It's not a big deal. It's a natural thing, for God's sake.
My favorite part are people that are on their phones in the bathroom doing their business. That's what I don't get.
Well, that's the new telephone booth, right? In our day, it was the telephone booth. You went up, you dialed a number, you called. Now you go into the men's room or you go to the bathroom where you work and you get on the phone there.
You know who was notorious about that, by the way, is LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And there are just notorious stories about how he would literally be sitting on the toilet conducting national security affairs with the door open.
God. Hey, what's that noise? I don't know. Should we send somebody in to help him? What's going on?
Carpet bombing Vietnam, but it turned out to be the men's room at the... All right. Joe Messina, we got to leave it there, my friend. Good hearing from you. And Joe, where can people go if they want to get more Joe Messina?
Well, joemessina.com. I make it as easy as possible.
Oh, that's...
joemessina.com. Todd, God bless. Appreciate your show so much.
Joe, thank you. And folks, go check out Joe, his website. He has a fun evening time show. It's a lot of fun. You're going to love it. And go check out our good buddy Joe Messina. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, going right back to the phones, this is Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Do you have any suggestions for Gen Zers that are dealing with bathroom anxiety? We'll be right back. All right. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Sam is listening to us on our affiliate there, KYKN. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Well, everything is... I've been watching Johnny, that's on Jesse Waters, and he's asking these girls and boys, they're bimbos, they don't know anything about anything that goes on, and I'm 80 years old, and I can answer 90% of these questions. I figure that everybody that graduates from high school 4 years from now should pass the citizenship test just like anybody else.
You know, it's interesting, Sam, because the president wants to make the citizenship test actually more difficult. I'm not even sure, though, that the average kid in school would be able to handle the current version.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I say, I was just saying in 4 years, it'd give them, you know, the classes and time to catch up. But I'm 80 years old, and I could answer, three-quarters of these questions most of the time. And these bimbos, boys and girls, can't answer any of them.
Wow, that's sad. So right now, question number one, what is the supreme law of the land? That would be the Constitution. What does the Constitution do? These are basic questions here. So if you are taking the citizenship test, then you would have to answer these questions. What is an amendment? What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? So these are very simple questions. Honestly, what we ought to do, Sam, is to get a high school diploma, you should have to take this as your final exam.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it or something, because they don't know anything. And then the people that are coming in from Europe or whatever that have to take the test to be, you know, they're smarter than the people that live here.
Sam, it's a great point you bring up. My friend, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to KYKN. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, and I'll also be hosting in primetime, filling in for Greg Kelly. 6 hours of broadcasting today. Newsmax, by the way, going public on the New York Stock Exchange, millions joining our news revolution. And I am telling you, Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans now going to Newsmax for shows like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Finnerty. Download that free Newsmax app. And also be sure to check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. NewsmaxInvest.com is the website there. NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Congressman Steve Cohen, he's a Democrat. Guy showed up at a hearing one time eating a bucket of KFC. It was so disgusting. And this guy is just really a filthy, disheveled guy. It's weird. I mean, for a sitting member of Congress to behave and dress like Congressman Steve Cohen does is very off-putting. Anyway, Cohen's very upset at RFK Jr. and says he needs to resign or be removed. He called RFK Jr. a clear and present danger to every child and to the general health of the people of the United States. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would say that Congressman Steve Cohen is a danger to basic hygiene and common sense in the United States. Cohen, who is a polio survivor, said that RFK Jr. is a friend. Really? Is that how you treat your friends, Congressman Cohen? Is that true? Is that how you treat your friends? I'll tell you, I've never seen the Democrats become so unglued as they did yesterday, and especially Pocahontas. And Pocahontas was out there, and she was enraged. And RFK Jr., and expose the reason why. She's been getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from Big Pharma. All of these guys have. No telling how many lives could have been saved. And by the way, everybody's going after Andrew Cuomo. They're just as guilty as that guy is. Yeah, I get it. Cuomo killed a bunch of grandmas and grandpas. But you've got a lot of kids that lost their lives. You've got a lot of kids that have been so damaged by these mandatory vaccines, they'll never be able to play ball again. Some of these girls won't be able to have children. I mean, it's absolutely horrifying, horrifying what the Democrats and Big Pharma did to this country in the name of that China virus. Anyway, good to have you with us. This is Hour 3 of The Big Show, Open Line Friday. Happy National Cheese Pizza Day. Oh, by the way, I told you I was going to give you the best pizza places that I've been to. And one of them is in, actually, believe it or not, it's right here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's called, is it Aldo's? Aldi is the grocery store. Is it Aldo's?
Aldi sells pizza too, but I don't think.
No, you know what I'm talking about. ALTA. Aldo's. Yeah, it's over in Midtown.
Yes.
In the Cooper Young District. That's where all the, the hip, cool people hang out. Anyway, one of the best pizzas, actually the best pizza in Memphis. I'm just going to flat out tell you. Except for the one, there's, was it Garibaldi's, and they do a pulled pork pizza. I'm just telling you, it's a fine pizza. However, the best pizza in America that I've had is over on Avenue H in Brooklyn, and they basically call it the Avenue H Pizza. And I don't know if the guy's still alive, but it used to be this one guy, this old dude. And he was the guy who made the pizzas. That was it, just one guy. He made the pizzas. They had somebody at the cashier ringing it up for you. And all you could get was pizza and a soft drink. They had no tables, no chairs. You go in, you order a slice, they give you the slice of pizza, you go and you sit down and you eat your slice right there on the sidewalk in Brooklyn, New York, because that's how you're supposed to do it. Best pizza ever, and it's right there on the subway line as well. But if you're ever over there, you got to go and check it out, because it really is one of the great pizza joints. There's also a great Italian place. It's an Italian family-owned Italian joint called DeFonte's over in Red Hook. And you have to either take a bus or you got to catch a cab, or you can Uber now and go over there. But I'm telling you, it is some of the best Subway sandwiches you're going to get from DeFonte's. And if you're ever over there, you got to order the steak pizza aisle sandwich. It'll knock your socks off. That's some good food over there. I just haven't found good Italian food outside of New York City, for what it's worth. All right, Open Line Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That means we're talking about whatever is on your mind. Let's go to the phones. Sunny in Ocala, Florida, listening to us on WOCA, wants to talk about George Washington, Chicago, and whiskey.
Hi, Todd. Yes, George Washington, who we all know is the first president of the United States, sent troops, or equivalent of our National Guard, I'm assuming, I wasn't there, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because Philadelphia and Pennsylvania were not taxing the whiskey makers and everything else. So it was called the Whiskey Rebellion. Now, under the leadership of Alexander Hamilton, who was, I believe, a colonel or a general by then, to Pennsylvania. And when the Pennsylvania seeding troops show up, all of a sudden they were willing to pay the taxes. But the talk about why we can't send troops now to Chicago or all that, sorry, the precedent was set by our first president of the United States, George Washington. And if they can't abide by it, well, we got to send the troops. It's as simple as that. They can't figure it out. They shouldn't be in office. That's all I can tell you there. As far as pizza goes, I think the best pizza was in Queens, in New York. It was called the Corona Pizza or Corona Ice. Next to it was a pizza parlor and also the Italian ices. And to me, they had terrific pizza. I worked outside for utility, and if we had lunch in that area or we had a job in that area, that's where we went, whether it was for lunch in the daytime or in the evening for your evening dinner. I work shift work. And if you were there, if you were in the vicinity, that's where we went to eat.
Wow. Back in the day.
Yes, back in the day. I don't know. I think they're still there myself.
DeFara.
There's also in that same area is a great Italian restaurant besides, across the street from the pizza or Italian ice place, Corona.
Now, they say that a lot of, there's some really good Italian up in the Bronx, and not only the Bronx, but Brooklyn, but especially the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. I mean, New York is, I think, the pizza capital of the United States.
And you know why that is. You know, they say they have the best pizza and they have the best bagels. They say it's the water.
Yeah, that's right. And that was another thing when we started off in the morning. That was what we tried to get. If we were going in the right direction, we stopped at the Queen's Bagel Shop on Northern Boulevard.
Well, there you go. Now, I used to get mine over on the Upper West Side at Zabar's. Yeah, that used to be a fun place. You go there, get a bagel, you get a schmear, as the locals say, and then you start your day.
That's right.
All right. Sonny, it's been good reminiscing, my friend.
Have a good weekend, Todd.
All right, you too, Sonny. What a great guy there. I bet he knows some great places around Queens. So the pizza joint, DeFara's, I had to look it up, Dylan. I forgot about it, but I sent you a photo. It's like a hole in the wall.
You know, those places are always the best.
Mm-hmm. Just a pizza institution. The guy died. He was 85 years old. So he died in 2022, but I used to go there all the time when this was in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn. But the guy actually immigrated from Italy to the United States and opened the pizza joint in 1965. And the rest is history. They say that he was one of the world's best pizza makers. I mean, it really was a pizza institute, and it was just a hole in the wall. So, again, you don't need the big fancy, the white tablecloths and all that stuff. But anyway, if you got a great pizza joint out there you want to give a shout-out, like Sonny did, give us a call on this National Cheese Pizza Day, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. You know, I feel weird about I've reached that age, and maybe this is just me, but to read my cell phone, my iPhone, I have to take my glasses off now. And it's like when we were in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, we're at a nice restaurant, and Mastro's, great restaurant, by the way. If you're ever in like D.C. or Santa Monica area, Newport Beach, California, you got to go to Mastro's. But the thing is, it's so dark in there, you can't see anything. So I'm literally, this is terrible, I'm literally having to turn my flashlight on in the fancy restaurant so I can read the menu. Turn some lights on. I never did understand that. Why do they turn the lights down like that? I mean, are people making out in the restaurant? I don't think so. What were we talking about, Dylan? I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'm just trying to, I can't read my phone. It's driving me nuts.
You know what you can do? You can make your fonts the size of the earth.
I'm not going to do that.
Todd, you know it's time.
Why is your email on 32 point? That's terrible.
That's what you do. Your icons are as big as your phone.
Oh, my word. Has it really come to that? Is that what it's become? So President Trump, that's what I was getting at. President Trump, man, he was having some fun last night, catching a lot of grief, though, because he invited Mark Zuckerberg for supper and Bill Gates. And Trump had a little bit of fun at the media's expense. You know, they thought he died last weekend. They thought he kicked the bucket. Cut number one.
I just want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank the media. They've been very nice lately, although I'm still here. so we have to. He made a couple of bad predictions. That was not good. I've never had that feeling before. I went to an event and people are coming up to me and saying, "You're still here." I said, "What do they mean by that? I didn't hear about this." But anyway, but I do. The press has been great in terms of this industry and they understand the importance of it.
Can I just ask a very simple question? Why weren't people fired over that? I mean, you had mainstream media outlets, major news media outlets, suggesting that President Trump was on death's doorstep. And nobody got held accountable for that. That's why people don't trust the media. That's why people hate the media. The man's fine. He took 3 days off for crying out loud. What's wrong with you people? Oh, we've got a Jasmine Crockett update to share with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Shuckin' and jiving.
Ow! Good, good.
Shuckin' and jiving is all I get every time I come around.
Jasmine Crockett, weighing in on President Trump's health, says his hand looks like it's about to fall off. Take a listen.
I don't know. Donald Trump's hand looks like it's about to fall off. But in all seriousness, though, I do think that we should have a reasonable conversation about what the 25th means and whether or not he is physically capable of serving, as well as, you know, I've already decided that he is mentally incapable, but clearly enough people are not listening to me. I was just going to say, as far as his physical health, they have not been transparent. They only came out. Now, granted, I do want y'all to understand that we are currently investigating Biden's health in the House. Yeah, that hasn't been talked about a ton, right? I think that they've decided to back down just a little bit right now because of everything that's going on with him. But I've literally sat in depositions and transcribed interviews as it relates to them going after and harassing staffers on all levels about whether or not he was competent to use the auto pen and what did they know about his health. So we are currently investigating not the president's health, the former president's health, right? While the current president is visibly struggling more physically than the previous president. That is for sure.
Okay. I wanted to play that whole thing because many of you are wondering, wait a second, is that Jasmine Crockett? She's her diction has changed. What is going on here? I mean, at first it sounded like she was a couple of, I don't know, malt liquors in. But then all of a sudden, we'll go ahead and play the first chunk of that one more time, just so you can hear.
I don't know. Donald Trump's hand looked like it's about to fall off.
I don't know. Donald Trump's hand looked like it's about to fall off. You see what I mean? But then she starts over enunciating and she's talking like this, like she has her sphincter hole, like, you know, I don't know, puckered. A little TMI, but right? Doesn't it sound like that? So anyway, you may be wondering what's going on. You got to watch the video. Dylan, you had to watch the video. Did you notice anything in that video? The people that she was talking to, there were two other people in the interview along with Jasmine Crockett. Did you notice anything interesting about those two people?
Well, they were white.
They were white.
Yes.
They were white. So when she's talking to a white crowd, Jasmine Crockett talks like this because this is how white people talk. But when she's talking to the brothers and the sisters, well, you know what I mean. I'm just saying something's not right about that woman. Something is very off. 901-260-5926, our number. Let's go to Oregon. Ted, listening to us on KYKN. Ted, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, Todd, I like your show very much, but I've been mystified over the years about George Floyd. I watched that whole episode on I'm retired and was able to watch all the videos about that. And when George was arrested, you know, he was walked over from his SUV to a police officer's SUV, standing up walking, saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And then they put him in the police SUV. and he fought his way out. He wouldn't stay in it, in the back seat. And so he put himself down on the ground. And so they held him there. But going to the trial, the most expert testimony stated that George died of a heart attack and not asphyxiation. Therefore, he was not murdered. And I really think that Trump should pardon those police officers because, that you know, the situation at that trial with all the riots, it was kind of a railroaded thing for those police officers.
Well, yes. And again, my question has been, and I am a civilian. I'm not a police officer. I don't know what protocols or tactics are appropriate or not. But my only question in that entire episode was, were police protocols followed? And if they were, then I'm sorry, if you are fighting against the police, if you are not complying with their demands, well, guess what? Sometimes bad things happen. So, but I would not be surprised if the president eventually gets around to re-exploring that particular case. Ted, I got to run, but thank you for that call. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stern Show. So this Justice Department report that just came out, they discovered the Biden administration's Housing and Urban Development Department targeted Christians. An employee was also ordered to remove all social media posts celebrating Palm Sunday and Easter, but LGBT posts were allowed. So just some of the information coming out moments ago. Welcome back to Open Line Friday. We've had some fun conversations today. Also, it's National Cheese Pizza Day. So, and we had a caller from Youngstown, Ohio. Maybe he'll call back, but he had a great recommendation. Let's go to the phone lines and say hello to Lucy, listening to us in Maryland, WCBM, our great affiliate there. Hi, Lucy. What's on your mind?
Hi. I used to live in Memphis, and I just want to tell you, I just loved it there. And I hope that you get the problem of the violence solved.
Well, me too, Lucy. I love Memphis. Of course, it's my hometown, but such great people here. The food, the culture, it really is a fun city.
Now, everybody was very pleasant. It was just a very nice place to live. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been away from Memphis?
Well, now, I was there 1967 to 1969.
Wow, you were around as I was being born.
Yeah, it was our first, my husband was new with the FBI, and that was our first place that they sent us.
Is that right? So, well, so you must remember Goldsmiths and...
Yeah. Yeah, that was his first case was when King was shot.
So. Oh, wow. That was his first assignment.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. That was pretty. My grandfather, just a little bit of Todd Stern's family history. My godfather was the police commissioner at the time. So that was back in the day.
Yes, it was back in the day. Yeah.
Well, Lucy, thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope the best for your city.
Well, you're so kind to say that, and likewise for Baltimore. I know Baltimore has come under fire as well, and it's just really a tough time for a lot of the big cities. Let's go to John in North Carolina, WTKF. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Todd, it's a beautiful Eastern North Carolina day. The sky is blue, and the sun is just the right temp with wind blowing, but I've got a solution for that National Guard. I think they should go ahead and deputize every last one of them, and then they call up all the retired LEOs within 100 miles of whatever city they pick and make a team of five people, three guardsmen, one of the retired deputies or LEOs, and a federal agent, and let them police the area. And if they need to detain somebody, that's what the young men or women from the guardsmen can do, run them down, and let them be processed through, and they need to be shipped off to their home country, go for it.
I got no problem with that, John. I like every single thing you just said. And I think it's going to take that. But beyond all of that, John, once we get the crime under control, once these thugs know there's going to be a price to pay for what they're doing, we've got to get a handle on these moms and on these families where you don't have a mom, you don't have a dad, these kids aren't being raised. That is a major problem in this country right now.
I think if they're under 18 and they hadn't really done a major violent crime, I think we need to bring back the old boot camp that used to go on. They had in South Carolina and other places where they have young men and women, 14, 13, whatever, go through a 8-week or a 12-week boot camp to learn respect.
I love it. And we need to bring back corporal punishment. John, yeah, I think we've got a bad phone connection, but God bless you, and thank you for listening to us out there in Eastern North Carolina. Let's go to Memphis. Drew, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mr. Starnes. Yeah, you know, real quick, I was just going to touch on kind of what you were just talking about, just the overall crime problem, especially in cities like Memphis and other cities like it. I think a lot of the issue, this is kind of random, out of left field, per se, but something that I think needs to be talked about more is the whole music industry, and particularly hip-hop or rap, whatever you want to call it. I find that it's, for the most part, it's been nothing but detrimental to the black community for decades now. I can't think of another music genre, per se, that promotes such filth. I mean, really. I mean, it's just, it glamorizes the whole, I guess you could say, culture, per se, of drug dealing, you know, gang banging and just, you know,
prostitution.
Earning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gotten so much that it's worked these kids' minds thinking that, well, I just need to do whatever I can do to earn cash. And if that means drug dealing and pimping and hoes and all these things, it's just, obviously we can't go so far as to make that stuff illegal, because that would, I'm sure, be against free speech. I mean, it's making music per se, so you can't do that. But if community leaders, church leaders, and just whatever kind of individuals in society that can speak up against this and just say, hey, stop letting your kids listen to this crap, cut it out, because it's detrimental. I mean, it's pure and simple. Not enough people are talking about it. I don't understand. So
It's really fascinating to watch how things happened in Memphis specifically, but you've got a church community that's really afraid to talk about the issues at hand because they don't want to be accused of being racist or being offensive or whatever. So nobody's really willing to talk about, you know, the hardcore issues, except for the radio station that you're listening to right now and the radio show that you're listening to right now. And we have to be able to talk about those things, because if we don't, they're never going to get fixed. And you could bring the National Guard in. I still don't think that's the long-term solution. We've got to figure out, how do we start teaching people to raise their kids? How do we do that?
Yeah, no, it starts at home in the family.
Yeah.
And for decades now, it's just been slowly eroding away. And it doesn't help that you have someone like Jasmine Crockett speaking in Ebonics. So it's just kind of, well, gee, that's just kind of, again, that's along the lines of what you hear in these rap videos and stuff. It's just, she sounds like a rap artist. So it's like, well, that's kind of part of the problem.
That's true. I mean, look at country music. I mean, the divorce rate out the roof after you listen to a country music song. So I'm just kidding. I'm going to get in trouble for that. No, I hear exactly, Drew, you're spot on. And that music, you talk about culture, and especially in a town like Memphis, where the culture is really defined by the music, right? And when you read the lyrics to a lot of these rap songs, you realize, holy cow, this is glorifying just the worst debauchery that you could find. You know what's a great example of this? You know, Elvis, of course, you know, from Memphis, and Graceland, but the current leadership in the city, they don't like Elvis. They don't like his music. They don't like his kind. And we know that because of the way they treat Elvis Week. You have tens of thousands of people coming in every year for Elvis Week. City doesn't care. As a matter of fact, if you drive along Elvis Presley Boulevard, it is one of the worst kept streets in the entire city. That thing has potholes the size of Buicks, and it's really sad. But then when you look at the mayor, anytime a rap star comes to town, I mean, it's like we're rolling out the red carpet. And so, again, we're glorifying and we're celebrating the wrong things in this town, I think is the point of that. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show. And welcome back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is Open Line Friday. Always love this time of day and time of week. Let's go to the phones, and Baxter is listening to us in Nevada. Hi, Baxter. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just got a little project for all your listeners, and it's about gasoline and diesel fuel and stuff. And I just want your listeners to look around in your house, and there's not one thing in your house that hasn't been brought one way or another by a truck. And that's how the gas prices are affected the whole economy.
Oh, every single thing. You know, and that's interesting you bring that up, actually, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, how come the prices are still up at the grocery store? Well, the reason why is, as you just pointed out, it costs money to get those items delivered to your local grocery store.
Yeah, and under the, you know, the Biden, it was just outrageous, and that's the reason our economy went to crap.
It's true. It's true. Have you noticed, Baxter, there in Nevada, have gas prices come down?
Not in my little hometown. They've been the same price for 2 years.
Oh, geez, a little. All right. Well, interesting.
Yeah, we got some decent prices in some of the smaller towns. Carson City, our capital's got decent prices, but Reno and Vegas, they're pretty high.
All right. Well, Baxter, appreciate you calling in. And look, it's a great reminder that, you know, of how much we rely on gasoline for a lot of stuff in this country. I want to go to an interview we did last night. We had Congressman Randy Fine on from the state of Florida. And it's interesting because the conversation took an interesting turn when he brought up the vaccines and how they're doing away with all the vaccine mandates in Florida. Let's take a listen to this conversation with Congressman Randy Fine. Congressman, good to have you with us today. I don't know how you guys put up with this foolishness coming from the other side of the aisle, sir.
Look, it's crazy. I mean, to get lectured by the same people who think boys can become girls and who told us that if you magically stayed 6 feet away from people, you couldn't catch COVID, but at 5'11" you could. I mean, it's insane. These people lost the high ground on so-called science years ago, and I'm grateful that President Trump and Secretary Kennedy are reclaiming that ground for science. And frankly, for common sense.
Yeah, Congressman, I'm curious what you think the big headline coming out of today's hearings might be. I mean, the Democrats being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by Big Pharma, or quite frankly, the weaponization of the HHS under the previous administration.
Well, I think it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of bad things. I mean, you can talk about the deniers of science fighting back. They have used science as a cudgel to actually fight science. Again, these are people who believed that cutting the body parts off children is science, that there are more than two genders. These people are delusional lunatics, and that's part of it. But then the other issue of all the money involved. And look, President Trump has said the days of the United States funding the world's drug companies are over. over, that we're going to pay our fair share and so is the rest of the world. And I think that Senator Kennedy speaks to that. But Senator Kennedy is also focused on the underlying causes of health issues. It's not all about drugs. I mean, it's about the ingredients that we put in our foods. It's the way in which we live our lives. And he's focused on a holistic view of science that does not fit with the way that that we'll call the drug science industrial complex has made their money. He's an existential threat to the current order, and that's why they fight back so hard.
You know, I'm excited about what's happening in your state there. The Surgeon General announcing a plan to abolish not just the COVID vaccine, but all vaccines in Florida. Again, giving moms and dads the decision over what their kids are, what's going to their kids' bodies. What do you think about the Surgeon General's move there?
Well, I think we have to be careful. Look, the problem is saying we shouldn't have vaccine mandates is fine. But, you know, you've got some sort of wackos out there who basically say taking the polio vaccine is a bad idea. And so the problem is, like anything, the tools can be used for good and they can be used for bad. And we saw with the COVID vaccine where people were lied to take it, saying if you took it, you couldn't catch COVID, which was a lie. But we also have to remember that we've got decades and decades and decades of vaccines that do work. And it worries me when I see some of these radicals back home start to say, you know what, it's okay, get the measles. I mean, that's dangerous. And so we don't want parents to be forced to give things to their kids, but we should also tell parents there are good times to do it as well. And I'm troubled by some of the ridiculousness that I see in Florida.
Congressman, I want to switch gears. Your Thump Thump bill, I think it's a brilliant name. And I'm curious about the intent of the Thump Thump legislation.
Well, it's to do exactly that. It's to send a message to these protesters that think that they should be okay with blocking roads. Here's where this bill came from. Protesters do not have the right to block a road. That keeps a pregnant woman from getting to the hospital. It keeps a sick person in an ambulance from getting to the emergency room. It keeps parents from getting their kids to school or adults from getting to work. If you want to have a protest, have it, but keep it out of the street. And what this bill does is says something very simple. If you block someone and they feel unsafe, they can run you over, and that's going to make a thump thump sound. We passed this under my leadership in Florida a few years ago, and we don't have protesters block roads in Florida. We need to bring this great idea from Florida to the rest of the country, and that's what the Thump Thump Act does.
I love that. Thump Thump. Look, here's the deal. If you're going to be blocking roads and attacking motorists, the motorists have every right to defend themselves and to defend their families and the other passengers in the vehicle. I mean, it really is that simple. Oh, this is interesting. From the libs of TikTok, you just can't make this stuff up, folks. So we told you about this battery plant in near Augusta, Georgia, Bryan County, Georgia. That's over near the South Carolina border. They arrested 450 illegal aliens during a worksite raid, most of them from South Korea. It turns out this is the very same plant that Joe Biden promised would provide jobs for the American people. Back in 2022, there was a statement released by the Biden White House promoting the Hyundai investments in Georgia, and this particular plant was one of those mentioned, investing more than $5 billion and creating more than 8,000 jobs to make electric vehicles and batteries. You can't make it up. And what were they doing? They were hiring illegal aliens. There you go. Folks, I want to remind you to head over to wherever you buy your books, and a lot of people are buying them on Amazon these days. You got to read my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Now, Christmas is coming up very soon, and this makes an absolutely wonderful little gift book. You're going to love it. We have great stories, original stories about how God has blessed America, and we also have a lot of great original recipes as well. So co-written with my good friend Michelle Cox, we really hope that you will get a copy or two. They make wonderful gifts for conservatives during the holiday season. And you can find those books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, you'll be able to get a copy. You can also get a signed copy over at ToddStearns.com. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us, folks. It has been a wild and busy week. We certainly appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. Get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, folks, be sure to go to church this weekend.